boss babes, are you tired of getting ghosted, clients just not seeing your worth, and want to make a consistent income doing what you love? Well, I am here to help. I'm your host, Brianna Michelle, broke wedding pro turned six-figure earner in 1 year, and I'm here to help you transform your business also. Turn your dreams into dollars and live the life you always imagined. Hello, hello, boss babes, and welcome.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. No worries. That's okay. It's my intro. It's all right.
We're not
going to redo it because it's perfect. We want totally real and raw impromptu here.
Oh my gosh.
But
I'm so new to this.
But I'm so excited that you're so eager to say hello.
Hello, everyone.
I was going to say, hello, boss babes. Welcome to another episode of the Brianna Michelle podcast. We have Kaylee on here today. Did I pronounce your name right?
You did. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Hi, everyone.
I just want to say I am staring at this beautiful girl right now with this gorgeous London British accent.
Thank you. So sorry, my webcam is totally busted. I put blue tack on it for years because I don't know if you ever saw this crazy Facebook post that was going around that told you people can spy on you through your webcam.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. I heard about that.
Yeah. So for years, I had blue tack on it until, you know, the pandemic happened and we actually had to use our webcams. And I took the blue tack off and it just had completely busted it.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
So yeah, I'm so sorry, guys.
That's
no
okay.
Face today.
It's okay. It's no worries. Audio. We're all good.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm first of all, like I have a couple of clients now that I coach that are living in the UK. And now that you guys are opening up,
yes.
I somehow stumbled upon your Instagram and I was like, I'm really digging what she has to say and I want to have her on my podcast.
Yay.
So Kaylee, I want to recognize you. So Kaylee, you've been a makeup artist for how many years?
10 years.
10 yes. years. And you are really stepping out of the box. And yes. I love what you're currently doing right now. Tell us a little bit about your journey as a makeup artist and how that led you to what you're doing now and what you are, and then share a little bit with the listeners what you are doing now.
Yes. So I've been doing this for 10 years, a decade. That's crazy to say. I had humble beginnings. I actually studied law at university, which I think is actually really common with makeup artists because they always end up doing it after they've learned that they don't like something else. So yes. I did law, I worked in a law firm, and I just thought, this is not for me. I'm definitely a left brain kind of gal. And it sucks really. I don't know if it's the same in the US, but in the UK schools, they definitely push the more academic career paths, English literature or politics, law, and art just gets completely forgotten about. Is that the same there?
Yeah, it is the same. It's very much the same. I think it depends on, obviously there are certain universities that do obviously only promote like solely the arts and more artistic fields. But I definitely think that over here in the States, yeah. I mean, I definitely grew up with my parents wanting me to be a doctor, a nurse, a teacher, like absolutely more academic mm-hmm. things and not necessarily, you know, and being an artist. And I think that's the problem of society because,
yeah,
you know,
definitely.
you're brought up with this belief that gets placed on you when you're a child that you won't be able to make a living as a makeup artist. You won't be able to make a living doing something creative. Like you're only going to be able to make a living being a lawyer or being a doctor or being a teacher or, mm-hmm. and you know, that's definitely wrong.
Oh, so wrong. And I think that leads to a lot of miseducation and people going down paths that they don't want to go down. And that's what happened to me is I literally worked in a law firm and I just really, really was unhappy. And I always used to do my friends' makeup. I was a pretty arty kid. And I always used to do my friend's makeup. And I remember having a conversation with my mom and being like, I don't know what to do. And she was like, just do makeup. It was around the time that YouTube was really up and coming as well. Like all the OG beauty YouTubers were doing their hauls and things. So I just did it. I just packed in law and started to work at the MAC counter. And I did that for 5 years and I absolutely loved it. They teach you so much. I originally worked in a small town MAC before making the jump to big old London. And when I worked in the MAC in London, I worked in Harrods, which is one of the, big old Harrods. It's an amazing place to work. It's so luxurious, but incredibly, incredibly fast paced. And I think there's only so long that you can work in retail. I think you need to work in retail. It's very, very character building. But there's only so long you can do it before you realize, I want to do this for me. 5 years ago, I made the jump. I went fully freelance. And that is what I'm doing now. I'm so pleased to say I do it full time. I'm able to make a really comfortable, happy living out of it. COVID not permitting. That's right. Yes. Off 2020.
Yes.
And I work mainly in beauty editorials, commercial, fashion. I was doing a bit of celebrity, but since COVID, that's really slowed down. That is me in a nutshell.
So let me ask you this. When you quit your 9-to-5 job, when you quit your retail job and you went solely on your own, did you just know right away, like, yeah, I'm doing it and I'm quitting and I'm doing my own thing? Or did you mentally have to go through a lot of self-development, healing, or mental mindset shifts in order to, were you scared at all?
Yeah, I think everyone is when you make that jump, definitely. If there's anyone listening who is thinking about making that jump, I definitely did it slowly. I went down from, I was 5 days a week, I went down to 4 days and then 3 days. So I took the jump from being part-time anyway. I really wanted it to be the right decision. So I really did think about it. We have bills to pay. It has to be the right decision. There's definitely a lot of mental stress that came with it because you are, I know one thing me and you both have similar beliefs on is the law of attraction and manifestation. And when I actually jumped down and went fully freelance, I was very in a scarcity mindset and I was just constantly worrying about the next job and the next job. And it takes a lot of mindset work to get out of that belief system. And it's only in probably the last year, it's actually probably COVID that got me more in an abundance mindset. So it's interesting and it is stressful, but I think, like you said, do the mindset work that comes with it and it will be a more positive experience.
Absolutely. Did you feel like you had to prepare financially? Like what were some money kind of moves that you maybe either physically made or mentally made with that shift going from your 9-to-5 to 100% you?
It's interesting. As I said, at the time I had a real scarcity mindset. So when I made the jump, I was thinking about money, but I have to be honest, at the time, I didn't have a lot of money. When you make that jump, I didn't have like the biggest client base, you know?
Right.
And it was hard. And I wish if I could tell anyone is to do the mindset work first. Because if you approach it from a more abundant place, I don't know, you just see it differently. You see it more positively. I wish that I had been a bit more positive about the financial side of things because I definitely was scared all the time. Like, where's my next job, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think most of us aren't prepared financially. Mm. I wasn't prepared financially. Mm-hmm. Most of us aren't prepared financially because we haven't done the mindset work. And it's not until you release what isn't serving you anymore.
Yes. Yes.
That you are able to get clarity on what is going to serve you and what is going to bring you in money quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and I know that was absolutely. A big, it's almost like, you know, you get the safety blanket pulled out from under you and it's like swim or sink.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I definitely agree.
Yeah. I remember I was very similar to you. I did the same thing before I went all in on my bridal business. I was working in retail and I went part-time. Mm-hmm. And then I was still holding on for like 2 days a week. I was working 2 days a week still for another company. And it's so crazy. Even working those 2 days a week was holding me back so much.
Yes.
And it wasn't until like, I was like, okay, these 2 days are still sucking up my energy. These 2 days are still sucking up my energy.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I have to like get rid of the days and just trust mm-hmm. myself that this is my calling and this is what's going to work. And then as soon as I did that, it was like, boom, I just went straight up.
That's crazy. Gosh, we could talk about this all day. I feel like
I know
the biggest change in my business was the mindset and just going from the abundance, from scarcity to abundance and just seeing things in a completely different perspective. Like the law of attraction is, I mean, people love it or they hate it. I'm such a lover of it. And I just think it's opened so many doors and you just go with the flow of where the universe takes you. And I don't know. And it's brought me to what you discovered me on, which is by Kaylee, which is the kind of coaching and the other side of my business, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I remember when I don't know how I stumbled upon your page. It's like somehow I feel like with Instagram, you just like stumble upon people
yes.
and then you don't even really know how you found them or whatever. But I remember finding you, and what I really loved about you and why I wanted to have you on this podcast was you had a lot of really great, perspectives for not just makeup artists, for just the beauty industry, you know, and creatives as a whole. And I remember seeing a post about opportunities for makeup artists to make money. Mm-hmm. And I really would love for you to share some of those ways and how you came up with those, like, where did that come from? And, you know, how can we go about teaching makeup artists that, first of all, you can make 100K as a makeup artist. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can make even more than 100K as a makeup artist, but just showing them and sharing with the audience what other opportunities are out there for makeup artists and creatives and beauty pros in general to make more money doing what they love.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like, so during COVID, I feel like everybody had epiphanies. In the UK, makeup couldn't legally work from March 2020 to the end of August, beginning of September. And I don't know if it was similar in the US, but during that time, obviously, you have so much downtime. And I had a lot of epiphanies. And one of those was how 10 years in, I feel like I've learned a lot. And as I said previously, I had a scarcity mindset a few years ago where we hoard all this information and we hoard all of the secrets and the tips and the things we learn along the way in our career. And it shouldn't be like that. We should be sharing it to make the industry as a whole better. If we can make the industry as a whole better, then there's more opportunities for everyone, you know?
Yes.
And that's where the Instagram account that you fell upon by Kaylee, that's where that kind of came from, is that I just had enough of keeping it all in. And I just wanted to have a place and a community where I could share what I've learned and help newer makeup artists and older makeup artists as well, because makeup is a career that you do a bit like me, wake up one day and decide I am going to do this, but you don't get taught how to make money. We all are great at makeup. When we come from MAC, we're all great at that. But the actual business side of it, I think there's very little support and help for.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I wanted to do, is I wanted to show makeup artists that there is a place that they can get support, help, tips, and all the business knowledge that they might not have known. And that does, in a way, leads to increasing your income. There's so much more ways makeup artists can make money that you and I, we both know and we're both practicing, than just physically doing makeup, you know?
Yeah. So can you share some of those with us?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it goes from, you can learn a new skill, from hair to lashes to brows, to stuff like sharing and being able to, in a way, sell your knowledge, you know, offering coaching or on By Kaylee. I'm pretty tech savvy, despite interrupting your call earlier and also interrupting your intro. I am pretty tech savvy. So I sell digital products, and I don't want to rip anyone off. I know makeup artists, we've all had a tough year, so I sell them inexpensively whilst also not undercutting anyone. You know, we never want to do that. There's just so many opportunities that we have, from ebooks to, you know, even virtual lessons. The possibilities really are endless. Even making a product line, beauty is such a million, I think it might even be billion pound dollar business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think a lot of makeup artists and the beauty industry in general sometimes thinks a little too small, and we think it's just about doing the service. But there's so many more ways to expand your income. Millions of ways.
How would you recommend, if somebody is wanting to expand their services and create more passive income, what kind of advice would you give to those that are looking to maybe create a passive income course, or create a course, or be a coach or whatever? What would you recommend? How does somebody go about getting started?
I think look at your strengths. And this is probably what you did as well. You mentioned on our chat earlier that you were quite a natural teacher. Mm-hmm. And therefore you went with that strength of teaching and you've let it flourish. And I went with my strength, which was being a bit on the tech savvier side. And I polished that skill and made it into something that I could sell, you know? So I would say, if anybody is looking to expand their income, look at where you naturally excel. If you're sitting there thinking, oh, I can only do makeup, then sell that, and sell it in the form of lessons, masterclasses, you know, any skill that you think you're good at, or even we can all learn new skills as well. Like, you know, I'm learning Adobe Illustrator at the moment, and it is such a headache. But
oh my God, I praise you. I have always tried to learn Adobe Illustrator, Photoshop, you know, for my own business. And I just, at one point a couple of years ago, I was like, I can't do this. This is not for me.
Like, definitely. Yeah. It's like another language.
It is. Wow. I'm impressed.
But I think, yeah, sometimes we have a knack to think too small when possibilities are genuinely endless. You've just got to think of what you want to do. Think of what you would like to do. There's no point doing something you don't love and enjoy doing. You know, like if you're sitting there thinking, oh, I would quite like to sell a digital product. If you hate being on the computer, then that's not the route to go down. Make it something you love and passionate about, and polish that skill so that you can elevate it and give something to offer, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I always try to share with people, like, what could you teach with your eyes closed?
Exactly. I love that.
What could you actually teach with your eyes closed that you know so well, the ins and outs?
I love that. I'm going to take that.
Yes, take it. Take it, share it. It's like, what can you teach with your eyes closed? And that's what I heard somebody say to me several years ago when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to teach and educate on in the online space. And I was like, oh, makeup lessons. And then it eventually grew into my marketing. Mm. So sometimes what you think you know too, it ends up kind of branching off to something else that you would never have thought or expected, or So yeah, it's, we think too small. We definitely think too small.
There's a quote from the film Inception that always has stuck with me. And it's when Tom Hardy says, "Don't be afraid to dream a little bigger, darling."
Yes.
And we all need to dream a little bit bigger, because that's how the best growth happens, is when you're, you know, when you do a mind map and you get super carried away, like with all the little spider legs on the mind map, and you end up with this big page of ideas. And it's like, wow, like, let yourself get carried away. And I say, if you want to earn £1 million or $1 million in 5 years, then that is possible if you just know where to go, what to do, what to train yourself in, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me, so I have a couple of questions that I got from some of our followers, and I wanted to do a little bit of hot seat question Q&A, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have five questions. What is the most, first of all, are you still, servicing?
I am. Yeah. So
you are still servicing.
Yeah. Between makeup and by Kaylee.
Okay. So what is the most exciting job you've had as a makeup artist?
Oh, this is so fun. Okay. So I have a dear friend now, but at the time she was a client. She's, her name is Christy Prades, and she is a Broadway actress. And she came over to London to do a 6 or 8 week stint in a production called On Your Feet, which is a Gloria Estefan musical.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So I have a funny story. I met Gloria. I met Gloria Estefan.
Amazing.
So this is funny. This is really funny. So when I was 13, you know, when you're 13, like you're super impressionable and everything. And
yeah.
I had my aunt was a production engineer for Gloria Estefan in the Miami Sound Machine back when the Miami Sound Machine was still around. And she took me down to Fort Lauderdale where they had their studios. And I got to go to the studio, meet Gloria and her husband. And that was the experience that changed my entire life, that said, I'm going to be someone great. I want to do great things. Isn't that crazy?
I'm smiling so much right now because we're connected.
We're so connected. We're like so connected.
So amazing. So yeah, Christy, she came over from New York to London, and I did her makeup on a couple of occasions. I did her makeup for press and for her opening night, which was my first ever time. I'm a big theater nerd, by the way. So it was the first time that I was back, you know, backstage, and hearing all the like sound checks and things, I was just blown away because I'm always, you know, watching the production, not behind the production. And me and Christy actually became great friends from that. And she invited me to be a guest award ceremony that she was being honored at. So it was just amazing. It was just one of those jobs where you make a friend, and it was just so glamorous and fun. And I remember for the opening night, I actually got a ticket to see the show. So I got to see her performing on the opening night. So I worked it, but I was also a fan, and I didn't really know much about Gloria Estefan, but the music was so fun. And
yeah, like great music.
Great fun. So that was my favorite all-time job.
That's awesome. What has been your deepest learning experience in your career thus far?
COVID. Yeah, definitely COVID. When you're in a position where you're not making money and you're not getting really much help from the government, it makes you become a better person because you endure.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, as I said, I had an epiphany, and that's what opened me up to a more, it's so funny that being in scarcity opened me up to a more abundant mindset. Isn't that weird?
No, I went through the same thing. I went through a whole awakening.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, it's really crazy how it all happened. That's awesome, though. What are you most proud of?
Oh, what am I most proud of? I think, it's cheesy, but probably the change that I had, because I did used to be quite a negative Nancy. I did used to be quite glass half empty kind of person. And I think I'm most proud of the mindset work that I've done to change that, because I really am a different person to the person I used to be and the way I look at life now. And yeah, I think I'm proud of the mindset work, definitely. You know what I owe to that as well? Podcasts.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God, they're so useful. And just, yeah, I just owe so much to different podcasts. It's amazing.
Yeah, I actually started, I think it was right before the pandemic, I started getting more into when I knew I was wanting to do a podcast, and I just stopped listening to music in my car anymore. Yeah. I was like, this is a waste of time. Like, I want to actually learn something here.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
What advice would you give someone that is unsure of what they want to currently do? Maybe they want to pivot. Maybe they're just feeling stuck in their business right now. Whatever it is, they're just kind of stagnant. What kind of advice would you give them right now?
I would say when I was stuck, I took some time off, which was COVID. I took some time off, but I think clarity is a real game changer. When you're not thinking about work or business or anything stressful, like, I don't know about you, but when I go on holiday and I just turn my phone off for 2 weeks, that's when I have most of my biggest epiphanies and realizations and inspirations come to me, you know? So I think if you're feeling stuck, remove yourself from the situation, just do a digital detox, or go and sit in a cabin in the woods for 2 days, 2 or 3 days, and get some clarity. I think sometimes silence is really powerful. And yeah, that's what I would say.
I love it. I love it. And the last question is, where can people find you?
Oh, so I have two accounts. I have @KayleeKMUA, which is my makeup artist account. So that's where you'll find all my work. And then I have By Kaylee Designs, which is my account for all tips, tricks, business to do with beauty. That's where you find all the helpful stuff.
Oh, I have one more question. I just thought of one more question.
Go for it.
What mistakes do you see people currently making right now that you wish you could 100% change?
In the beauty industry?
Yes.
Thinking too small.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, thinking too small. Definitely.
Yeah, thinking too small. Now we're in the 21st century. It's like, this is the World Wide Web. I tell my husband that all the time. He has watched my coaching business grow over the last several years. And he's just like, a lot of people that aren't in this business, they're like, wow, can you really make like that? Can you really do that? Can you really make a living doing that? Can you really, now what do you do again? What is it that you do? You're a coach. I'm like, guys, we're living in the 21st century. Everything is going online. And if you don't, even if you are sitting here listening to this and you're a makeup artist, a beauty pro, a wedding pro, a creative, whoever it is, whatever you are, we are going into a digital We're going into a digital world. So figure out, even if you don't know what you want to do, find your passion and take it digitally. Find ways to create multiple streams of income.
Yes. Like ebooks.
Ebooks.
This is the future is, you know, on your computer, on your laptop, on your phone.
Yeah. Create ebooks. You know, there's so many women that I talk to that obviously they know me formally as a bridal makeup artist. They're constantly asking questions. What's a good foundation? What's a good this? What's a good that? You know, there's so many women that want to learn how to apply makeup, or they want to just feel confident in their skin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as makeup artists, we have the ability to teach that. Mm-hmm. And so I was really excited to have you on, and thank you so much for sharing with us today. Like, just all the tips that you've shared and all the different opportunities that we can, you know, create multiple streams of income and think bigger and make more money doing other things, you know, within our craft. I really, really appreciate it. And is there anything else that you want to share today?
Oh, it was just such a pleasure. You know, this is my second podcast interview, and it was so much fun. It makes me want to start one.
It's fun. I started mine September of last year. And, you know, anything new, it's always like a little bit of a rough start, but I actually love my podcast. So yeah. I encourage you to start one.
Coming soon, maybe.
Coming soon.
But thank you so much for having me. I've had a lot of fun.
Thank you so much for listening to the Brianna Michelle podcast. I hope you truly enjoyed this episode. If you enjoyed it, if you found it motivating and inspiring, please share us some love back. Screenshot this podcast, share it in your Instagram stories. We will be sure to share back, or you can drop a review below, give us a 5-star review, and we hope to continue inspiring you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed listening, please leave us some love and review us below. We would be so grateful. And if you're looking to boss up and grow your business, head over to my website at www.briannamichellecoaching.com for more information on how you can work with me.